Radio Live Business News with Westpac, helping businesses grow.
All right, Bernard Hickey, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Nice to have you on the program. What's happened on the markets today?
Oh, we saw a slight rise in the NZX 50, 3.4 points to 6,976, so basically flat on the day. However, the last 5 weeks, we've seen big drops on the New Zealand Stock Exchange. So today's, well, I wouldn't call it a bounce, but stabilisation is good news. Some movers today, we saw the likes of Z Energy rise 3.2%. That's after it told investors that it would find an extra $50 million in synergies from its big deal to merge with the Caltex service stations. We saw Sky City Entertainment shares fall 2.7% after this crackdown on big high-rolling gamblers in China. I remember these Crown Casino executives have been arrested in China, and that's caused all sorts of grief in the casino sector in the Asia-Pacific region. So those were the big movers today.
Mm. Now, the New Zealand housing market, $1 trillion.
Yep. Worked out from the Reserve Bank figures that came out this week that the New Zealand housing market has risen more than $130 billion worth in the last year to just over $1 trillion. So you've got to remember, that's close to 380% of GDP. So that's 3.8 times what we produce every year. And to give you a sense of sort of how highly valued or overvalued, depending on how you look at it, it is. When the US housing market, just before it went bust in 2007-2008, its housing market, it was worth 210% of GDP. So our housing market's worth 380% of GDP. The US housing market, just before it fell over, was worth 210% of GDP. So it's an extraordinary growth we've seen in the housing market in the last year or so.
Mm. Now, what about Dr. Jan Wright's report today? It's a bit of a wake-up call for the industry, or certainly the agriculture industry. Come on, guys, we've got to do something here. We can't just be stagnant.
Yeah, I mean, certainly a sobering report for people in agriculture to say, hey, there's some big emissions here, methane and nitrous oxide, which are affecting climate change. Obviously, it's not part of our current framework for carbon emissions, which we have a trading scheme for. And there's been a lot of debate about whether farmers should be put into that scheme. Jan Wright is saying it's not a silver bullet to put them into the scheme, and it wouldn't be quite so easy to do. So maybe we should look at other things like getting farmers to pay for forests to be built and planted. Maybe we should look for a vaccine to try and reduce the carbon emissions from cows and sheep. And you know, certainly it just forces the industry to look harder at its carbon emissions, because New Zealand's going to have to do an awful lot of hard work, make some hard choices in the next 5 or so years if we're going to get anywhere near those Paris targets that we've agreed to.
Yeah, and on debates like this and times like this, Bernie, I often get a number of text messages saying that we're just sheep following, you know, a whole lot of crap, and climate change doesn't exist, and basically we've been brainwashed. I'm getting text messages in from Gav right now, and also Shirley, who's fired up and come back to me. So for Gav and Shirley, because Dr. Jan Wright would know nothing, what sort of context has she got? What sort of brain has she got? She knows nothing. She's only the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment. Can you tell Gav and can you tell Shirley that there's a problem here?
There's obviously a problem with climate change. Any scientist who's looked at it, who's got some credibility, and the world scientists have spent decades looking at this, say there's an issue here. We're producing more carbon emissions than our climate can handle, and it's increasing the temperature quite fast, and the acceleration in temperature change is significant. It's affecting our climate and our economy in all sorts of ways. I mean, I live in Wellington. We had an amazing summer like we've never seen before. There's been a significant rise in our temperature. I can feel it, and it's having impacts, you know, and all sorts of changes in our climate. And actually, for Gavin and Shirley, if they're really serious about this, I mean, it's easy to say, you know, it's all a hoax, and, you know,
yes,
it's the Chinese trying to convince us to, you know, and this is what Donald Trump says,
yes,
it's a Chinese hoax. Well, just take a bit of time, have a look at the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment's report that came out today. Jan Wright is actually a very accessible,
yes,
open, clear communicator on this, and the reports she writes are actually really easy to read, and they're really useful, and they're directly relevant to us. And I'd say to anyone who's a skeptic out there, hey, you know, you take notice of scientists and doctors when they tell you stuff, yes, because they've actually studied it, and they're bright people, and they've done a lot of work. Well, have a listen to Jan Wright. Actually read what she says before you make a snap conclusion that Donald Trump is right.
We might send Gav a copy. I think Gav's a winner. Gav's going to get a copy from us. We might print this off, Gav, and we might send should we send Gav a copy? No, Gav can go online, actually. Let's not waste resources. Yeah, bugger it. Gav, you go and jump online, mate, and have a look at this. Hey, My Food Bag secured this big investor ahead of a planned float.
Yeah, it's worth watching what My Food Bag have done. They've risen very quickly from being, you know, not much to the country's third biggest retailer of food. More than $130 million a year in revenues. This obviously is the business of getting a bag full of ingredients, which you then cook into a great meal. Nadia Lim and Teresa Gatting are involved here in My Food Bag. And today they've secured a major investor, a private equity company out of Auckland. This is in preparation for a float in the next couple of years. We'll hear more about My Food Bag over the years to come, and it's interesting to see a success story. They're launching into Australia and doing very well there, so one to watch. One of those successful companies, so someone's investing money in a company that's doing something as opposed to a couple of brick and tile rental units.
Yes, exactly. Hey, good on you, Bernie. Always appreciate your time on the show. Bernard Hickey, of course, in the Day in the Markets.